Question 96. What are the disadvantages of using inner HTML in JavaScript? Answer. Using inner HTML in JavaScript can be convenient for manipulating the content of HTML elements, but it also has several disadvantages, such as 1. Security risks. One of the most significant drawbacks is the potential for cross-site scripting, XSS, attacks. If you insert user-generated content directly into an element's inner HTML, malicious code can be injected and executed within your page, compromising security. 2. Performance issues. Manipulating inner HTML can be slower than other DOM manipulation methods like createElement and appendChild. This is because when you set inner HTML, the browser must parse the entire HTML content and rebuild the DOM tree, which can be resource-intensive for complex documents. 3. Event handlers. If you replace the content of an element using inner HTML, any event handlers attached to the previous content may be lost. You'll need to reattach event listeners to the new elements, which can be cumbersome. 4. Script execution. Scripts within the new HTML content inserted via inner HTML are not re-evaluated. This means that any JavaScript in the inserted content won't be executed unless you explicitly do so, which can lead to unexpected behavior. 5. Limited control. When you use inner HTML, you're essentially replacing the entire content of an element. This can make it challenging to make precise changes to the DOM, as you're working with strings of HTML rather than individual elements. 6. Accessibility issues. Manipulating inner HTML can disrupt the accessibility of a web page. Screen readers may not recognize changes made with inner HTML, making your content less accessible to users with disabilities.